So we're holding here, mamish, towards the end of the fifth perek. The seder perek hazeh is going to give some sort of sense to the seder. Seder perek zeh mereish at seifoi. Ki izbaya lechosh, yeah? Shemaskala hatana bebriyas oylam vasorim ha-moris u'misad ha-boylech madregas oylam. That's what we're holding, right?
Yeah.
Zeh, k'moish izbaya miseder madregas kish oylam ad she oylam echot. So the pshat is when you structure the things together, the only way you can have a kesher is if the things are there in a certain seder. It's haba hotalia. So it's going to be a certain seder which is the kishor olam. K'moish izbaya etzel kol avot li bedava ve'efach zeh achokis machloikis v'achakach misade madregas kerech hakolos shebo'olam zeh kol mezakes harabim. So there are dargis going over here from what he calls is less yisaidistic to more yisaidistic. And then there's darg of Avram Vinu. So what he's saying over here is what bothered him was that we're talking about very fundamental inyanim in the world. We're talking about the avat li bedava versus machlokes, and then the inyan of klolius versus proteus. So where does Avraham Avinu come in over here? Avraham Avinu is a particular person who did wonderful things. Like where does it come into this type of cheshbon? It's one thing we're talking about tzaddikim and you make a cheshbon, a tzaddik al, a rezikim. We're talking about klal in yon, big in yon, but then Avraham Avinu. So he says the pchinas Avraham we're talking about is that he's the shirish of all the other of the other inyanim. And because he's the shirish of all the other inyanim, that lends an echod to everything else, because things can be one. There's ava, which brings things together. There's a tfisa of klal olam, which is also a tfisa that brings everything together. But a much deeper way of doing that is when you hear something comes from a similar shayrish. L'mashal, if you have inyanim mechulakim and they come together because of a reason, that's one thing. If you say that the same of one type, this is a table, this is a table, this is a table. But when I say that they all come from one sheirish, so that bechreach makes one. If you have a tree with many branches, any one branch that you affect affects the other ones automatically. So that's why it says b'ibaram b'shul Avram nivroilam. It means that misheirish Avram, if the whole world is created for Avram, it means everything is nevea mikoyach Avram. But those are barbara mekoymes. We say the gankin hefich ze inyan bilom. Shu hefich ze. She kmoish ish moilam madregal yoni madregas avrom. She at cholas oilam. Lefit him arvom yoshin gan Eden. Hefich ze tamid a bilom in yoshin gehenim shu vadin boilam kushas maila. So lemaise, this is another knait over here in the difference between Avrom and Bilom. So when we're talking about the difference in the midas of Avrom and Bilom, from Avram's Mida is a Sheirish where things emanate from there and a Misrachiv. It has to do with his Milas of being an Ayin Toiv and Nefesh Shvala, and all these Inyanim mean that it allows for something to come from it. In as much as a parent sees his Metzias as being the sheirish for the metzias of the kids, that allows for the tzmich of the kids to come out. In as much as a person doesn't see it, sees himself as the be it all. So teva olam is a person does make allowances for a kid, even a person who's quite self-centered. The kids, at least, feel there'll be some element because of the teva dvar. But tachlis, the being a sheirish for the bria is totally in that meat of Avraham Avinu. Ach ato min of course yeah. With Nike Kola Ila Dvarmim Seda Ilam Bichlal, Lakahlo Niska Shumtana Bishana Prati Adurabentayman. So all these things that we're listing are in Yanim Kalalium, and therefore by its very nature, the way it should be understood is also not as a maima prati of a person specific understanding, but it's meant to be understood as a klalinyan. Le marshal, whenever I if I want to say what's the ruach of a certain umma, so I'll say they say this, they say that. If I quote a yachid, I'm being garea. Yankel says this and this. So then you basically tell me what Yankel said, what Baruch said. If it's something that is sort of expresses the ruach of a world, then I expect to have heard it from a lot of people. And so therefore, these mamarim are mamarim klolis, and the veil they should not be said by Yochid. And then he says, So that's all the a general klolis structure of the world by from klali. Ach atom in Yehuda ben Teima veilech medabe min adam aproti. So he says we do have specific. I mean, the Mishnah Marshal, he brings the example. Abba midas nice nitzdaker yotzim adverm. So that lechura seems to say that we're talking about specific groups by saying there's arba kitas, there's arba midas nice nitzdaker. So lechura, I am talking not about the klal of the world, but I'm talking about protistic and haggis. So he says, these are not Dalad Midas in the sense of some people do this, some people do this. The Mid of Tztoke itself is moily arbay fanim of doing it. So it means since halicha to beis medrash has a specific nature to it, so b'meila it'll be moiled different in yanim mikoyach the what the shayrish is, what the mitzias of it is, but it's not four different groups of people and each one with a different hanhaga. Avol min yudim teimu masal dabim na adam aprati eichin noig b'avodes b'yis barach v'lachach l'intinzu lashon asar v'tzivui midabel l'neichachach mikamelach. This is where you already start having particular hiros. Have az kinema v'chulu shumedaba l'neichach and hafeichba v'hafeichba. Have az kinema is and any time when I tell a person when I'm, there are two types of divrei musa. There's a divrei musa where I sketch out what's right, what's good, what's the world all about. So one type of Dvar Musa is the world is all about chesed, emes, and so on. So over there, it's not a hayura prati how you should get there. It's a brirus, it's a hara. What is the world? What's the zayin in the world? So over there, I don't engage in. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm explaining what there is. What's worth having this world. So you know, Saif Dovar Kol Nishma, Sakimi Rei, Kizekal Adam, and so on. Masha Einkein, when I want to give different people personal advice, you're a little sluggish. You don't do this. Havaz Kenem, and so on. That's to the Yochid how he should get to it. And b'meila, it's Yochidik. And b'meila, there's going to be different Eitzes and different Adrachas. What's right for one person, not right for another person. So hayro'os, that instructions are shayach to the prat, so they come from the prat. In other words, this is coming mikoyach Yehuda ben Teimadika perspective, and for the person who has that type of personality, here is his advice. So So he says, he said, this is the Amita Shal Pshat. A maimer that's emes mitzar atzmoi should not be coming from a specific person. It should be, this is the emes. You know, if I don't walk around and say, the oilim says it's night outside. That's what I presented. I say it's night outside. Masha ein kein, when I'm trying to look for eitzes, how to do something, say, well, Yankel says do it this way, Reuven says do it that way, Shimon says do it that way. That's all coming, how the Yochas shall suit to a certain hager klolos. Umipnei ki yudem atema dvarav ala adam aprati, asharam zem el yoyenu tachtoinim, gufay betachtoinim in achshal yoyenu. So now we're talking to Adam Prati. Adam Prati is consists of two parts. That's very interesting. He says, "Mitzad the guf, a person is a mizbayish." So I don't know if he means so much a mizbayish in the sense that a person is ashamed. If a person is a grubber yung, he's not ashamed. If a person is a kol kol bal guf, if you meet a bal nefesh and you tell him, you know, you do nothing but, you know, lay on the couch and eat fish and chips for you fellows and watch television, so a bal nefesh would become red and become very embarrassed and salted. A grubber yung would say, you know, ashrei v'tovli, you must be jealous. So busha is not be'etzem shayach to the guf. It's shayach because of personal nefesh. I think what he means, busha here, he means inhibition, not doing. The nefesh, active nefesh, the teva, the guf, is sheval taisa, stay where you are. The most fundamental law of physical objects is inertia. Things stay in one place unless something pushes them. Nefesh is something that drives a person, pushes a person. And memela, so the mida that the guf has to be misgaba on is the mida of atzlus, and which I think he calls busha for the inyan. The mida that a person has to be misgaba mitzad the nefesh is chutzpah, because the person tends to want to push the envelope and push the boundaries, and that's the teva of them. So basically, it's interesting. So this, there's a crossover here. In inyanim of, the atzlus has a certain maila, the being in inyanim ruchnim, that a person shouldn't be so, that a person should not be so easy to act a certain way, to say something, that's where a person is supposed to dampen a little bit his asiyah. A person is supposed to have yiras hakavod, which automatically sort of fences a person in. And the goof, he needs stimulus to start moving, to do something, and so on. Ben chamish lemikra, leidei inyan adam behemshel mitzius v'tachlis ha'tzayfeg. So now, how does a person, a child is his own person, how does he go from where he is to get to the place he's supposed to go? So that's the Mahalach of Ben Chomish and so on. V'chag maskev esom tzad ha-teir sh'dov ze l'mayel madeg z'orim atzmoy, k'ateir l'mayel min o'il megamri, k'mo sh'be arno. So when you're talking about a mile of a person, teir means a person is mizdabik, there's something that's me'evit a person. The chelak aruchni, the person, is the first chelak inyan, but then there's that inyan of Torah, which is beyond it. Which is the next perek. So Adam himself, once the chet became chayiv misa, Torah is something that gives a person chiyus. Let's talk about this a minute also. The shah is over here. I mean, when you say these things, Torah is in Chayiv Chaim. So good, it's a school, it's good. You know, it's not a tatsim imavis, and Torah is tatsim imavis. What does it mean in this context? This is chiyus, this is misa. So the world, when a person is learning, so there's a pool of learning and getting information and so on. There's also a person coming into a world that's kulay ruchni, the world of teretic ideas, the world of teretic understanding, are ruchnis of the world. And the Lasid Lava is that type of world. It's a world where a person has, it lives in a world that's kulay ruchni. So even though it's covered by Noilam, so it means as follows, and there's a connection. It's a person who has nothing else but his physical metzias, so it's over with that. If a person has another world, then he moves from this world to this world, the less physical he becomes, the more he enters the world of Ruchnius. And that's why is coming on the heels of a Mekel of Bad Olam. So now, if a person is Afeichba, so then the person is, with the act of leaving this world, he's entering another world. But if a person is not that, then the person taka falls apart. So basically he maps is the Chelchatz Klal, Chelka Adam, where he grows, where he goes, we move from point one till the end. I want to talk a little bit about the Lefum Tzaira Agra part over here. You know, yes, it's true, the Lefum Tzaira Agra is means a person has more schar, but you know, I wouldn't put it as a madrega. It doesn't seem to fit the class of things he's been talking about. He's talking about a person moving from a gashmius to a ruchnius to the world of Torah. What does he want with this, with the Lefum Tzaira Agra over here? I think the Lefum Tzaira Agra over here is that it's the only hechitimtza that a person can bring out more than a Kodesh Baruch Hu put in this world. L'mashal, a person learns Torah. So Torah is a world of Ein Sof, but he can multiply that Ein Sof, not in Kamos as Nechus, when it's Torah that he learned Ba'af. So the hechitimtza for a person to have more than whatever world that Kodesh Baruch Hu put in this Priya is through the hechitimtza of tzar. When we spoke about it, Moshe always says that ma'oid means, b'chol ma'oidcha means whatever potential there is. It's not just the whatever's been seen, but whatever potential. He's trying to, the main point of it is the Misada, the Sefer Adam. But he starts from the Tchilasai, you know, it explaining how he gets to the Seif. Okay, one more point. So the first Mishnah starts with some inyan about Torah. And then the whole, you know, Mesunim, Amidah, Mehavah, Asusar, Torah are all relevant to Torah. V'siyim dvar b'Torah b'schara Torah. V'zeh mipnei sh'Torah ascholos ha'kol v'tax ha'kol kadeh ha'Torah adam zeich al tachlis ha'achrin u'magia elav. So I want to explain this point also. It says Torah is the ascholos and the tachlis ha'kol. So let's explain how that works. Imagine I'm giving a person instructions how to build a car. And I give them those instructions. So the first step of that is an instruction how to do something. That's what I'm doing. The person does it, and by doing it, he hopefully learns and understands himself how to build a car and what the different pieces are for, and so on. So Torah, it starts off, so just like the Marshall, you teach a kid something. So Tchilosai, it's Xeris HaKosavdik. Do this, this can't be done, this has to be this way, this way. And even if you give some hezba, really does the kid really understand the hezba? Simon said, not lack of maturity. Simon said, if you're not experienced, you don't really get it. When he follows through and does what you told him to do, then if he reflects back, he take understands what happened. Let's make the marshal a little finer. Imagine a science teacher is wants to demonstrate something. So he says, first he says a law, you say that this law thermodynamics, that law thermodynamics, so on and so forth. He then has everybody build something like that, a hot thing and a cold thing, and touch them and so on. And then you measure the temperature of a chulu. So when you finish doing that, you have a much deeper understanding of the chachma you started out with. You started with Zeis HaKasav, and by the Mahalach of Asiya, and Havana. So Torah is like that also. Torah is the start of a person, because without Torah, a person doesn't know what to do and what he should do and so on. And that takes him through the Olam HaMaisa, but the tachlis of it is that the person understands what it's about. So Torah has its makom b'tchila and its makom b'sof. The yeshua loses oid leiv al rosh amayin of yeshua chachma tfuna b'das ve'elad bar. Okay, so we finished the fifth perek, and Mez Hashem, we're on the sixth perek. We'll be Mez Hashem. Well, how many years is it? Yes, it's taken us to five prokin.
15 years.
Huh? What?
15.
In yeshiva, it's interesting. I learned once a week, and it took 17 years the first time around.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Meseda. Good.
Good.